Welcome to day 9.
In philosophy, intuition is defined as instinctive knowledge or belief. Knowledge obtained neither by reason nor perception. Intuition is a sacred message obtained directly from the source of all knowledge, the mind of nature, the cosmic computer, universal intelligence, and the part of our body that is most receptive to intuition is the heart. Have you ever dismissed a sense of intuition only to realize that solution might have been the best? The often repeated message, "Follow your heart," carries the ultimate truth. Listen very carefully to its voice. Notice any sensations. When you think of making a decision, does your heart beat rhythmically with comfort? Or do you feel a sense of discomfort? Do you feel your heart opening to love and peace? We are blessed with magnificent innate intelligence. However, the heart always delivers the message of our spirit. Deepak Chopra teaches, we all have that inner voice inside of us that can give us the answers. It's an ability to connect with some type of great knowledge. Fear and desire can cloud one's intuition. If you quiet your mind and come to that stillness within that is beyond fear or desire, you will find your source of pure intuition. Listen to that inner voice. Trust it. And see what happens. You'll find the solution was right inside of you. One of the 7 spiritual laws of success Deepak Chopra writes about is the law of detachment, which involves embracing the unknown and allowing solutions to spontaneously emerge. Uncertainty is essential and our path to freedom. It reinforces our need to trust ourselves. We often need to let go of what we perceive to be the highest and best outcome and believe in our heart-centered awareness and truth. If we release our intention into the field of all possibilities through meditation and leap into the realm of uncertainty, we allow the universe to exquisitely work out the details. Uncertainty is living from within, being able to trust our inner being. Our intuitive heart can guide us along our journey as our spirit moves on faith in the power of consciousness, where there is no barrier, no limitation. Trust that the heart is in direct communication with the heart of the universe. Although our mind may want to decide, it is the intuitive heart that knows. As Lord Byron said, there is no instinct like that of the heart. Listen closely. Listen and follow your heart. It will always lead you in the direction of your soul's purpose. Allow this message to settle into the deepest recesses of your consciousness. it is time for us to go into the silence, the space between our thoughts, the field of all possibilities. Please take a deep breath. Count silently to three, then exhale. Let's do this together two more times. Please close your eyes softly. Release the tension in your body. Focus on the rhythm of your breath, silently repeating the Soham mantra or any personal mantra that you would like. Allow your breath to flow in and out gently, easily, and effortlessly. I'll watch the time, and when we're ready to end our meditation, I'll ring a soft bell and repeat the Sanskrit mantra Sat Chit Ananda. Existence, consciousness, bliss. The next time you hear my voice, I'll be reciting the mantra Sat Chit Ananda. Thank you. Ananda. I am pure existence, pure consciousness, pure bliss, Sat, Chit, Ananda. Please come back into the room. Feel the weight of your body. Inhale deeply. Exhale. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Namaste.